My guest on the program now is Alex Grimes, another candidate for the Boone Park Board. Alex, thanks for taking time to come and visit.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Tell me a little bit, let everybody know a little bit about yourself. From Boone?
Born and raised in Boone, Iowa. Graduated high school in 2018. Graduated with my bachelor's at Iowa State in December 2022. And recently quit my full-time job and now pursuing my own business as a videographer. And doing this as well.
Doing this, working, running for a park board, too. I happen to have gone to a park board meeting. You were there. You definitely have an interest in outdoor trail.
Yeah.
Bike riding in particular.
For sure, yep.
And I know you'd gone to the park board and expressed an interest in maybe volunteering and doing some work there. This would take it a step a little further, being on the park board itself, though.
Yeah, this place has such a great landscape. Like, Boone is, I don't think people see Boone how I see it. Because, like, my main vacation place is Bentonville, Arkansas. I don't know if you've ever been there, but they have some great mountain biking trails. And we're in this valley where there's some, you could add a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Not just mountain biking. I mean, you can do hiking, walking.
A lot of opportunities,
a lot of stuff to bring a bunch of people to this town.
You know, and one of the things we've seen over the years, especially McCose Park, obviously that's got to be the gem, but there are a lot of other great opportunities even once you get out of there. But the at least in McCose Park, we've had over the years a lot of things that have been done. People have come in to do some trail work and stuff like that. Our problem is continuing to keep those going. That's got to be one of the things you've run into.
Yeah, there's a lot of erosion mitigation that we have to do, a lot of, you know, studying up on how to keep these trails good, but also, you know, maintain for sure, and keeping people out there to do that.
Yeah, so some of the things. Public service part of it, I mean, did that kind of attract you to just because we know the park board does more than just the park, so...
Yeah.
It is a public service thing.
Yep, and that's why when I made my Facebook post on Boone Community page, my video, I also asked, what else can I do for everybody around here? Comment down and let me know what else. And I've gotten a few comments, and I've written some things down, so I'll definitely take all those into account.
We know one of the hot things going on out there, we probably have probably one of the more treacherous disc golf courses that I've ever seen.
Get your hiking boots on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, really that. But there are a lot of other things out there in the parks, not just there, but the others. Obviously, one of the challenges for our park board, being able to maintain and keep all those going. You probably, doing things out in the park, have discovered some of that.
Yes. We also need to focus on playgrounds around here too, I've heard, and some updating with those as well. And I haven't looked into it, but I can, from just a little bit of research, those are super expensive.
Yes, they are. I know that obviously you love the topography, the working, being in the park and doing things like that. Is that really what attracted you to it, or was it part of the public service? Is it part just being involved with the community? Because obviously, born and raised here, you've probably spent a fair share of time going through the parks.
Yeah. I mean, it'd kind of be my first community thing. I mean, I do some things around Ames. Like, I helped Ames Vinyl Cafe recently with their loss due to a flood. And I, you know, raised $4,500 with a GoFundMe. The first time I've done a GoFundMe. So, I don't know, just... You know, having more time and not, you know, studying for school and everything.
Gives you an opportunity, doesn't it?
Yeah, just more stuff to do.
there are a lot for people that want to get out there and be involved with it, too.
Yep.
Mostly, say you get elected to the park board, so what would you be looking at? I mean, a lot of it is going to be learning all of the process, because I know you at least sat through a meeting or two. There's a lot of different things that show up.
Yeah, there is a lot of different things. I mean, it took... I don't know, maybe 45 minutes to get to what I want to talk about, but...
And you weren't even... Well, I don't even know if you were there during pickleball, which is all of a sudden taking a big attraction.
So. I don't think I was. So
you would have been a lot longer.
Yeah.
But again, it does take time to get through everything. There's a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
They're also the tree board, obviously. We know we've had a lot of tree removal going on. And used to do, probably back in the day when you were younger, Johnny Appleseed was probably pretty prevalent. We know that's kind of gone a little bit by the wayside, but we're still looking at tree plantings and being a Tree City USI. Mm-hmm. The other big part for the park board is maintaining and keeping track of Linwood Park Cemetery. That's a sizable piece to take care of.
Yeah, it is. And just me thinking about it, like, we could use some new concrete throughout that cemetery for sure. Like, a lot of it's broken up. And
The paving and stuff like that definitely needs a lot of work on that too. How do people find out about you? How do they get a chance to visit with you? I know you've got your post on Facebook, but is there, and you got comments that people have done. So if people want to find out a little bit more about you, well, if they don't know you already, and I'm sure you've got friends here still from graduating school, but how do they get a hold of you? How can they talk to you about your plans for being on the park board, what you would like to do, what you would like to learn about the park board?
I guess a good way would to be either through Facebook private message or on that post if you are part of the Boone community page. And then I also have my own website, grimcreative.net, and on there you can submit a form, and I'll go straight to my email that I try and respond to pretty quickly since it's my business email. So
grimcreative.com?
.net.
.net.
Yep.
grimcreative.net. Folks, if you go that way into the technology, if you need help with it, you can probably track them down somewhere.
Yeah, just yell at me as I'm going to Dutch Oven getting some good donuts.
Gladly stop and visit with you too. Have you had people just stop you and say, I saw your post, congratulations running for this, good luck, or do they have ideas for you too?
I haven't really ran into anybody, no.
All right, folks, look for him. He'll be around there too.
Yeah, I have a pumpkin on my truck. So,
one of the younger candidates for park boards.
Yep, 24 years old.
Okay, Alex Grimm, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Grimes, pardon me, Alex.
Sorry.
Grimes, still working on it.
And, it's the business name, so.
And Alex, of course, one of those candidates you'll see on the ballot for Boone Park Board. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you.